I'm the Fanatic. I am Rob Motti with you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, the day before the Eagles open their season against the Washington Redskins at home at the Link. Big news in the NFL. And as of right this second, it is now 4:01, Antonio Brown is a free agent. Josh Rabick here with me producing the show. 610-632-0975. We'll be taking your calls. We're going to talk a little bit of Antonio Brown, and I'm going to give you a perspective that I'm kind of sure you may not have heard quite yet. And I kind of teased this a little bit already on social, because the question is, do the Eagles go out there and bring in Antonio Brown? Where's he going to go next? Is it the Patriots? Is it going to be a team like the Dallas Cowboys? Where is he going to end up next? And let me say this first and right off the top. The Eagles do not need Antonio Brown. They don't need Antonio Brown to win the Super Bowl. Yes, he's an exceptional talent. He's an incredible football player. But they don't need to add Antonio Brown to be a championship team. I already think they have the talent to win a Super Bowl as they are currently constructed. And we'll give you our season predictions. Josh and I talked about this last weekend when I was on. We'll give you our season predictions finally. I already gave mine on my other shows, but I'll give it here to you a little bit later on. So I don't think they need Antonio Brown, nor do I think Antonio Brown is going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. But what I said was, Antonio Brown, the person, needs the Philadelphia Eagles, because this team has a locker room culture and it has the kind of leadership that can help someone like Antonio Brown. And if you haven't been following over the past 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, if you haven't followed all summer long, what's been going on with Antonio and the Oakland Raiders? They finally release him today, hours after he requested to be released. General manager Mike Mayock and head coach John Gruden make that decision. They voided the $29 million in guarantees that he had over the next 2 years. So they had traded a third and a fifth round pick to Pittsburgh to acquire Antonio Brown in March. They gave him a new 3-year deal that was worth $50+ million, $50.1 million. And now, after the latest episode, and he had been going back and forth and fined and all kinds of difficulties with this team, the YouTube video that he posted in which he had recorded a conversation with John Gruden, and it was made into an artsy short film, really. And that was kind of the final straw, because he asked for his release. And when I look at Antonio Brown, I hear people say things like he's suffering from some sort of brain injury. People are throwing around CTE. And I think it's irresponsible of us to say that, because we're not medical professionals. So it's not, I just don't see how it's responsible for anyone, a talk show host or a journalist or anyone in the media or fans, to say Antonio Brown is suffering from CTE. I don't know what's going on with Antonio Brown up in his head. But I can tell you this. I see a guy who doesn't have peace in his heart. He doesn't have peace in his life. He's a guy who should be on top of his game. He should be on top of the world, on the highest of mountains, with a $30 million guarantees in a guaranteed contract worth $30 million. He's one of the best in his profession. He could have it all. But a lot of times what we see, no matter who you are and what celebrity status you have or how much money you make, there are a lot of people who just don't have peace. Peace in their heart. Peace in their life. And that's why I say Antonio Brown needs a team like the Philadelphia Eagles far more than they need him. They'll be just fine with Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Nelson Aguilar, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside at wide receiver. They're just fine. Yeah, of course he's a talented player. Of course he's an all-pro level future Hall of Famer kind of guy. However, he would need them, I feel, because this is a team that has a culture, a locker room, and leadership that can help this guy achieve that peace that he needs in his life, that he needs in his heart. And in 2017, this team won a Super Bowl. They weren't the most talented team out there, but they came together and overcame a ton of adversity. And what this team had more than anything else, and tomorrow will begin my 20th year covering this team for the Associated Press. So I have covered the Eagles for 20 years for the world. And I've been around a lot of players and a lot of locker rooms. And I do the Phillies, and I've been in Flyers, Sixers over the course of the past 20 years. But that 2017 team had a brotherhood that I wrote about in a book that I had never seen any other team in my 20 years covering for AP and my entire life covering sports. And this team still has, even though they've lost guys like Trey Burton, who was integral into that culture, Chris Maragos, Jordan Hicks, they've lost guys like that, but they still have Zach Ertz. They still have Carson Wentz. They still have a guy like Kamu Grugier-Hill. They have a lot of guys on this team who are strong men of faith. Nate Sudfeld, Josh McCown, Malcolm Jenkins, guys who can help Antonio Brown. And what Antonio Brown would need to be exposed to the culture in that locker room. And a guy like the Eagles team chaplain, Ted Winsley, man, I'd love to see him sit down. I'd love to see Ted sit down, Pastor Ted sit down with Antonio Brown and just have a heart-to-heart. Because I feel like if he was exposed to that culture in that locker room, it would help him far more than he would help them on the field. So that's why I said, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of resistance on this because people see the headline or see the tweet and they don't see exactly what I'm referring to, because you only get 280 characters on Twitter, and I didn't explain the whole thing when I put it up on Facebook and other social. But my point is, Antonio Brown, the football player, as talented as he is, as great of a player as he is, he's not going to be able to help anybody until he helps himself. And if you look at the antics of the past 2 days, 3 days, a week, months, this is a guy, to me, bottom line, you could talk about head injuries and other things that are very serious that I'm not qualified to tell you that he has. But I feel, having talked to a lot of different players who go through a whole bunch of stuff, Ryan Leaf, I think, reached out about this, and I had a great conversation with Ryan Leaf a couple weeks ago about what he went through in his career. And I see a guy in Antonio Brown who just lacks peace in his life. He doesn't have that peace. He doesn't have that. He's still looking for acceptance when he's one of the best football players out there. He's still looking to prove himself when he doesn't have anything left to prove. So there's a lot going on, man. And I tell you, if you can get Antonio Brown in that room, in that locker room, in one of those Bible studies with those Eagles players, I don't know what he can do on the field after that. But I feel like that could change him from within. 610-632-0975. So I don't feel the Eagles should go after Antonio Brown. I don't feel they need to go after Antonio Brown. The question is, would he be able to fit here? Yeah, I think they're one of a few teams who can handle the distraction and the sideshow because of the leadership they have, because of Doug Peterson, and from the top, from Jeffrey Lurie, down to Howie Roseman, all the way to Doug Peterson, to the leadership group on this team, to the guys in that room. Yeah, they can handle having him around. But boy, he needs them far, far more than they would need him. And I just hope that wherever he ends up going, that he's going to be on a team where he's surrounded by high character, quality guys who could speak truth into his life. See, what Antonio Brown hasn't had is somebody sit him down and say to him, hey, you are wrong here. You may be right with this. You may be right with that. He needs people who are not afraid to speak truth into his life. And that's why I feel like, because listen, I'm closer to this team. I know the individuals that I'm talking about. And that's why I feel they could help him. And I'm not going to say there aren't other teams with that kind of environment around to be able to help a guy like Antonio Brown. If he ended up in Jacksonville and had heart to hearts with Nick Foles, Nick Foles is a guy who can just stand up there and give lectures and sermons on peace. And that would help a guy like Antonio Brown. 610-632-0975. Let's hit the phones. Sean's been nice enough to hang on through the Devon Givens and D. Lynam end of their show. He's in Upper Darby, and he's going to lead it off for me here on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Sean? Sean. All right, Sean's gone. Let's go to James in Philly. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, buddy?
Good, thanks. First-time caller. I just want to say that Antonio Brown coming to the Eagles is never going to happen. They made a point earlier talking about how, you know, we got a guy like T.O. coming in, and then we make a Super Bowl run. But you could say the same for Alshon. You know, he came in, we went right to the Super Bowl and won it. So we definitely don't need A.B.
No, they don't need A.B. He needs them far more than they need him. That's the point of my conversation right now. And, of course, there are fans out there, James, who think that, hey, he's a talented player. They did have a guy like T.O. here that they were able to survive a year and a half with, and it got ugly at the end. So I'm sure fans will look at the talent perspective from Antonio Brown and say, yeah, let's go out there and bring in Antonio Brown. And I believe that they would be able to handle him in the locker room because of the guys and the leadership this team has. Do they need him? Absolutely not. He needs them.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think Alshon's our number one, and I think this season's really going to prove, especially, you know, he has last year kind of hanging over his head.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to come out, you know, fighting like a dog. So.
Especially the way it ended, James, for him. You know that's kind of like been weighing on him a little bit, the way it ended with the drop against New Orleans. And I'm with you. I think Alshon has a big year this year.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, thanks.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's get to Sean and Upper Darby's back. He's on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Got me?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So, about the Antonio Brown thing, it's insane for any team, I think. I heard someone earlier today saying, you know, if someone has low attendance or whatever, but like, you can't even bank on that the guy's going to be there.
This is true. You don't know, right? Like, we don't know what's going through this man's life right now. And the way he puts it out there, I see a guy who's really struggling with identity. And
it's very strange.
Yeah, it's beyond football, man. It's beyond football.
Yeah, and people are strange. I dig that. You know, mm-hmm. We're all strange in our own ways. But just my thing is, man, you know, I'm 43, you know, and I've loved sports my whole life, and I just feel like, you know, it used to be a privilege, man. It used to be like, you know, the greatest thing in the world if these guys could play for a professional team. And now they're just, not all of them, but some of them, you know. It's scary. I mean, it's relevant to the early retirement aspect of just injuries as well. Like, I don't know, man. It's a little bit weird, but if I could just talk to Phillies real quick.
What a horrible, like, last night summed it up. You have the season on the line, and you have to bring in a guy, Nick Vincent, who's a September call-up, who was released a couple months ago by the Giants, to face the best hitter on the Mets. It says it all right there.
Yeah, and I call up Mikey Mish show all the time, man. I just love your guys' station. And I talked to them before about, I asked Mikey Mess, I said, well, if they don't have that much in the minors, like, so what's up? I mean, what do they do? What do they do for next year?
Well, they're gonna have to rely on some of their young talent to develop, and they're also gonna have to go out there and make some moves to get some pitching in here, because they have some offense that could, if they reach its potential, be a pretty good, darn good offense. Their pitching is the issue, and you're going to have to spend a little bit to bring in. And unfortunately, what happens is they're going to have to overpay for some of these free agent pitchers, and you have to hope that it doesn't turn into a Jake Arrieta situation where you overpaid for somebody else for his success somewhere else. Sean, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. Let's get to Diane in the Lehigh Valley on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Diane?
How are you?
Happy Saturday to you.
Thanks. Perspective from a Steeler fan for long before Antonio Brown was there, you're not going to fix a narcissist, and that is exactly what Antonio Brown is. He doesn't need to talk to a priest or a reverend or, you know, a religious person on the Eagles. He is a narcissist.
Well, I think that would help. I think finding peace in his life would help him overcome things like that, so... Yeah.
Well, but he doesn't see anything wrong with anything that he does.
Yeah, but if he had heart to heart conversations with men who were willing to speak truth into his life and not say, hey, AB, you do you. See, too many times people are like, hey, AB, you do you, you be you. Too many people on the outside want to be hangers on, and they're pumping him up, and they're encouraging him, and they're enabling him. He needs men in his life who are going to be willing to speak truth and say, you know what, you are wrong here, or you need to cut it out a little bit.
Yeah, now, you know, I hear that, but he also came from a very stable franchise, the Steelers, and they have leaders in that locker room.
Sure.
Everybody wanted to tear them down. Now that it's a national thing, people are kind of late to the party. He has been doing stuff for years, years. I mean, his touchdown celebrations, he didn't care if he cost them yards. He didn't care if he was fined. It's all about him. He doesn't care if he goes to a bad team. The worst team in the league can come after him, and if they're going to pay him, he'll go. He doesn't care about winning. All he cares about is himself and being Antonio Brown, the brand.
Well, and that's why I believe Antonio Brown needs to actually sit down and have some conversations with people who tell him this is a destructive path of behavior, and you're going to have to turn some things around, because look at it right now. He just cost himself $29 million in guaranteed money.
Oh, right.
That's a reality check right there. That's a big check. That's a reality check. And you know what, Diana, as a Steelers fan, Mike Tomlin, who is a strong leader too, as well, was able to kind of squash a lot of this stuff. Like, it wasn't anywhere near the level that it's been with him and the Raiders, like it was with him and the Steelers. We didn't hear about all this stuff because I think Tomlin and the leaders on that team were able to have a little bit of a better handle on it.
Right, but look what he did when he won it out. It was crazy. And everybody jumps on, oh, AB, the Steelers did this, the Steelers did that. No. It was Roethlisberger. No. No. It was AB.
Yeah, so, well.
I hope for your sake the Eagles don't get him, but I'd rather the Eagles in New England. So we'll see.
Well, I think in New England, and I appreciate the call, Diane. Thank you. I think the Patriots have a history, as we all know, of bringing in guys who have been considered malcontents, and they've been able to work through that and work with that. They are, when you got Brady and Belichick, it's the Brady and Belichick way. It's Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's way, or it's the highway. So that to me would not be a shocker. It would not be a surprise. Maybe San Francisco, Jacksonville. I don't think the Eagles are going to want to bring in Antonio Brown because they don't need a guy with that kind of talent. They're going to already have enough trouble spreading the ball around. They have a ton of talent on this team. That's why I go back to what I said at the top. Antonio would need them far more, the person. Not AB84, the football player, the brand, the marketability and everything else he's trying to do. The person, the human being, would need them a whole lot more than they need him. Shane in Woodbury, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Shane?
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. That was a real negative Pittsburgh attitude right there. I really honestly think that he really does just kind of need some leadership. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm a like middle school teacher, so I do kind of realize that maybe the guy just kind of needs some honesty. And maybe just someone that's really trying to work with him, because I really think that the Raiders really muffed the whole situation up. That could have been avoided, I think.
Yeah, I don't know that John Gruden is able to, with his ego, with his personality, and his larger-than-life, really, persona, the kind of guy who could get on Antonio's level and be able to just really speak that truth into him. You know, we hear snippets of that conversation that they had, and who knows what their conversations were like, but man, this guy needs people who aren't going to sit around him and just pump him up and tell him how great he is, and just be enablers who want to hang on and be part of his crowd, be part of his circle. He needs people within that circle who are willing to say, "Hey, you're gonna mess up the rest of your career and perhaps the rest of your life if you don't reevaluate some of the things that you're doing." And from my perspective, I just see a guy, Shane, who has no peace, man. He's got no peace because he's looking for, if you're looking for acceptance at this point of your career from the outside world, why would you need that?
And I totally get it. And I do agree with you that I think that the locker room could really, it could work with it. And, you know, we have good leadership.
Absolutely, man.
Yep. Also, at the same time, and my last point is, you know, look what happened with the Patriots and Randy Moss when he first came. Like, they had the same conversations, like, you know, can he be good on the team? Is he going to be, trouble? Bill Belichick versus Brett Moss, that worked out fine. And they're probably thinking about putting a flyer on him now. So I really wouldn't, you know, mind if they even put an offer out there or something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, he's
it's only upside, no matter what. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't work out, then it's like, all right, well. But the upside, I think, is like way too good. I mean, look at what the wide receiver core would look like. It would be insane.
Oh, it would be. I already think it's going to be a super season. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. With Antonio Brown, no doubt. But there has to be, like, before this guy plays football again, I think he really needs to sit down and have some serious conversations with some people. You can't just allow him to walk right out on a football field and perhaps continue these antics. He needs to have heart-to-hearts with some people who are not afraid to speak truth into his life. 610-632-0975 is the number to get in. We're talking about Antonio Brown. We're going to talk about the Eagles season, the game tomorrow against the Redskins. I want to hear your win total predictions. I want to hear your Super Bowl predictions. 610-632-0975. Ronnie, hang on. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti on Fanatic.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to the Rob Motti Show.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
As homeowners, we've been conditioned to think spring is the best time to restore our lawns. Turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall. That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they're able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn, so call Natural Lawn today and take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED for Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, Guaranteed.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 80595 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Turn to Burns. We have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles to choose from, plus more peace of mind with the Turn to Burns guarantee. Get a better warranty, an unbeatable 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on Burns certified pre-owned vehicles, and satisfaction is guaranteed. Love your choice or exchange it. Shop our large selection of quality pre-owned vehicles online at burnshonda.com. So when it comes time for your next vehicle, turn to Burns.
Get rewarded for saving money with Walmart Family Mobile. Pick up any unlimited plan and a phone price at $49 or more, and you'll get a $50 Walmart e-gift card. That's right, $50. Plus a whole lot of savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited plans, powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network. Stop by and save. Only at Walmart. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. See terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Be sure to tune into the experts at freewinners.net for the Las Vegas View on all things point spread related every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Sports Talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti with you. 610-632-0975. I said earlier when we started the show, the Philadelphia Eagles don't need Antonio Brown. He needs them. I explained to you why. We also want to get into the Eagles and their season prediction, their win totals. What do you have? How many wins? I'm going to give you mine coming up in a few minutes. And we'll also get into the Redskins game tomorrow, too, as well. Let me go to Ronnie in Levittown. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's good?
How are you, bud?
Good, good. I just had a point on AB and then an Eagles prediction.
Sure, man.
Cool. I see each team in our division has a once-in-a-lifetime generation player, and we don't. And I think it would be great if we did to always battle against our division opponents. Now, AB coming to Eagles, that's a once-in-a-generation player right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Barkley on the Giants, Zeke on the Cowboys. They also have Amari Cooper's pretty good. Who are you putting in that category on the Redskins? Or you don't even count them.
Well, they got Adrian Peterson.
I mean, it's tail end of his career, but yeah.
Yeah, but last year was a 1,000-yard rusher, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, he brings a lot of confusion and everything, but like as you were saying earlier, how our players, the locker room, you know what I mean? We can help that man, you know what I mean? Get up. you know what I mean, in his life, whatever problems he's got going.
No doubt. This is a team that could handle that kind of sideshow, that kind of distraction. Doug Peterson is a strong leader. There's a leadership group on this team that is so good that I think they'd be able to handle that.
Yeah, not even hurt. See, I don't think it would hurt us. You know what I mean? Because like you said, we do have great talent at the receiving core. You know, that's why I think it would be perfect for the Eagles. You know what I mean? But a lot of people are disagreeing. They don't want him. But I loved when T.O. was here. You know what I mean? What he did on the field. It's what you do on the field that I always say. That's just me.
Yeah. No, and a lot of fans are like that too, Ronnie. You want the production on the field and what's going to make this guy make your team better. And, you know, that's a guy here who is, like you said, a phenomenal talent.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second tier comes with our players and our group of guys coming around him and helping him. That's why I think it would be perfect.
What's your season pick?
I got a prediction of I hate to say it, but everybody, you know, gets on me when I say it, but if Carson is healthy, we're 12-4.
12-4, and how far they go?
How far they go if Carson's healthy in the playoffs as well? I think we get in the NFC Championship.
Not a Super Bowl, NFC Championship.
Carson Wentz has never been in the playoffs. Don't know how.
Yeah.
We don't know how he is, but it's really hard for me. Like, the NFC Championship, depending on who they play, I just think they get to the NFC Championship.
All right, man.
Carson's healthy.
Appreciate the call, Ronnie. Have a great weekend.
Man.
Enjoy the season opener tomorrow. Tony in Philly, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
Not a Super Bowl, NFC Championship.
Hey, Tone.
Hello?
Yeah, can you turn
down? Hey, what's up?
Hey, turn down the radio. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right. What do you got on AB?
I feel that he would be good at the Eagles because he put up a lot of points last year. Yeah, he kind of brings down the team, but I feel like if they worked as a team, he'd put up some good points for the Eagles and take them to the Super Bowl.
Hey, no doubt. I mean, he caught 104 catches last year. 15 touchdowns was a career high. It's a guy who over the 6 straight seasons with over 100 catches, 6 straight seasons with over 1,200 yards. He's got the talent. He is 31 years old. He's got the talent, Tony. I don't think he would hurt this locker room. I don't think it's going to happen, and I don't think they need him. However, could they handle him? No doubt. And what they could do for him to make him a better person is far more than what he's going to get out of them, going to get out of him.
Yeah, like you said, I feel like he needs them more than they need him, but, like, he got a better quarterback here at the Eagles, and I feel like he would get even more catches and more touchdowns and more points and rack up the points for the team and take them to the bowl.
What do you got on a season prediction, win total, Tone?
Oh, I feel like they're going all the way this year.
All the way?
They got it in the bag. Oh, yeah.
All the way. All right.
Big Super Bowl this year.
All right, Tony, appreciate the call. I'm going to give you my pick coming right up. Thank you. All right, Josh, we kind of teased this. I've been teasing it for a few weeks, saying I have super expectations for this Eagles team. And I already, people who listen to my shows, I do a different show that I already gave out my pick on, so I can't change my mind. And I see a team that's going to have 11 wins, potentially 12, but I think they're going to have 11. So my final over, under, or final win total was 11 on the season. But I think it's going to be a team that's peaking late because they do have a nice stretch of games towards the end of the season where they can get on a roll. I think they're going to have a slow September, and we kind of saw a little indication of that Thursday night with the Packers and the Bears game. You had a Green Bay team where Aaron Rodgers, just like Carson Wentz, wasn't out there for the entire preseason. I think this Eagles team might take a little bit of time, especially on Sunday, to get going offensively. And they do have a kind of a tough schedule early on with week 2 in Atlanta on a Sunday night. Big game for the Falcons, much bigger for them than it is for the Eagles. And then week 4 on a Thursday at Lambeau. So I think they're going to start to peak later in the season and run off a nice streak later towards December and get into playoffs, win the division at 11-5, and then I have them facing the New Orleans Saints in the NFC Championship on the road in New Orleans. And this would be a triple revenge game because they got blown out last season in the regular season against the Saints. We know what happened in the playoffs. They were up 14-0 and lost that game. And this will be the third road trip to New Orleans within 14 months. And I have Carson Wentz leading the Eagles to a road win in the NFC Championship over Drew Brees and the Saints. In the AFC, I will always pick Tom Brady and Bill Belichick until they retire. So I always have them. This year I have them again beating the Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs. Except the only difference I see this year is that game's going to be in Foxborough, Massachusetts. It's going to be a home game for New England. They don't have to go to Arrowhead and win on the road. They're going to get home field advantage, and that game's going to be there. And what that'll do is set up a best out of three in the Super Bowl. Eagles-Patriots. We know they lost with Donovan and T.O. We know Nick Foles beat Tom Brady 2 years ago. And I'm going to preface this by saying in the 20 years I've covered the Eagles for the AP, I have never picked them to win a Super Bowl. Before that, when I used to sit in a 700 level as a fan at the Vet, I hoped that they would win a Super Bowl. I don't know that I ever would have picked them back then. But this year, I kind of, and I am about as the opposite of a homer as you'll ever get. People think I'm a Patriots fan because I tape every record, DVR, whatever you call it, every Tom Brady game, and I just enjoy watching the Patriots play. I enjoy greatness, and I appreciate it. But I just have this feeling that this year, this team is ready to build on what could be a... They're not going to get to a Patriots type of legacy. You're not going to win six Super Bowls. But to win 2 and 3 years is big. And to win potentially 3 and 4 years or 3 and 5 years or 3 and 6 years. I don't know if they'll win another one. But I have a strong feeling that they're going to win this year's Super Bowl. And they are going to beat the New England Patriots. A little tough going early stretch. Finish with 11 wins. Have to go on the road to New Orleans in the NFC Championship game. And I think the third time within 14 months in New Orleans is the charm. The Eagles get that win, and they face off against Belichick and Brady in the Super Bowl. And not only do I think they win it, I think they end Tom Brady's career. I think he retires after losing. After going 6-4, 10 Super Bowls, the only losses being to the Giants twice and the Eagles twice, I think he's going to call it a career after that. I don't want to see that happen. I want to see him play till he's 45. But I have the Eagles beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl after getting 11 wins. So that is my official season prediction. First time in 20 years that I can recall ever picking the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. So I want to hear your Eagles Super Bowl picks, your Eagles season picks, and your Super Bowl picks. If you don't have the Eagles going, that's great. Let me know who you have going in it, how many games the Eagles are going to win. Talk a little bit about the game tomorrow. An Antonio Brown conversation is on the table. I said the Eagles don't need him, but he needs them far more than they need him. 610-632-0975. When we come back, Josh Rabick's going to give you his Eagles. Right, Josh? Can you do it? You're going to finally do it? All right. You're going to give your Eagles win total and your season predictions, too, as well. You could be next. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome.
Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shan.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Kick off the season in style from Atlantic City's largest sportsbook on Sunday, September 8th at Bally's Wild Wild West. Cheer on your team from first class reclining seating, experience the city's first self-serve beer wall, catch celebrity appearances, and enjoy stadium bites from Guy Fieri's barbecue joint, giveaways, and more. Join 97.5 The Fanatic as they kick off the big grand opening celebration, broadcasting live from Friday through the season opener on Sunday. Visit Bally'sAC.com for details. That's Bally'sAC.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I've been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu, and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use, and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlu for $1 at select retailers or MyBlu.com.
Join Brian Westbrook as he broadcasts live from Super Buy Right Wine and Liquor in Williamstown. This Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m., presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Stock up on featured wines including Behringer, California Main and Vine for $9.99. Matua New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc for $9.09. And fan favorite 19 Crimes Australian Wines for just $8.99. The Brian Westbrook Show, live from Super Buy Right Wine and Liquor, Williamstown. Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., presented by 19 Crimes Wine.
NJBettingGuruNew.com, N-E-W-New. Let's get this money together with the guru. Let's get it.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. This is 97.5.
Fanatic. 4:45. Welcome back. 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob Motti here. 610-632-0975. This weekend's programming is brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer. See why people from all over the Delaware Valley come to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers. Shop TurnersvilleJeep.com. My wife and I took the girls to their first ever pony ride a little bit earlier today, and I saw an actual Ram. Not the car, and not the Jeep, not the pickup, a Ram. I was like, look, there's a Ram. I love going to a farm and hanging out in that environment. All right, Josh, we're going to get to your picks, but let's go to Lee in Delaware. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Lee?
Hello.
How are you, bud?
I'm good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I love this show, guys.
Well, appreciate it. Job. Thank you.
And well, my point being is that we know what it takes to be a professional athlete in this day and age. They from Pop Warner all the way up to college, and they get blessed with a job with a pro team. In that, you're being very, very blessed. And in there somewhere, you have to be appreciative of what your skills are. But most importantly, there's a level of professionalism that comes with that. We buy the tickets. We deserve a respectable and an adult product. What AB is exhibiting is not an adult product. He's been given a lot. It's time to ante up and start thinking about the people who pay him. And that's all I got to say.
No, you're right. He has not been giving back in that kind of, in that sense, because hey, his behavior's been erratically. I'm not sure what's going on with this guy, but he's got to sit down with some people and really go over it and try and get to the root of what's his issue, what's his deal. He's talking about being more than just a football player, and that's great. Every player should think he's more than a football player. Your identity shouldn't be in football. Your identity is not in what you do for a living. He needs to find some peace in his life and peace in his heart. And right now he's going through some stuff. And I don't think the best thing for him would be to go right to another team unless that team is the right fit with the right leaders who can sit down and talk to him.
Yeah, but my second point is it's just too late in the game for him as a professional to be needing hugs to perform properly. I just don't get it with him.
I don't know that he needs hugs, and I appreciate the call, Lee. Thank you, man. I don't know that he needs hugs to perform. It's deeper than that. There's something going on. Like there's got to be a deeper issue with this man, and to have that kind of erratic behavior, to be so self-destructive that you cost yourself $29 million because you wanted to put out a video, because you want to say things on social media, the reality of it is he cost himself a guaranteed contract with $29 million in it that's guaranteed. That is some kind of erratic behavior, and I think it's irresponsible for us to say it's CTE or brain stuff or any kind of injuries like that. It could very well be. I don't know. I don't think anyone sitting in my chair knows. I don't think any fan out there knows. I don't think any media person knows. I think that's for medical professionals to diagnose. I just see a man that needs some peace. He's got to find some peace in his life and in his heart. To have identity issues at 31 with all the success that he's had, it's troubling. All right, Josh, you heard my picks, man. You heard my pick. I went out there and put myself up for all the ridicule that you get in my profession when you pick your home team, the team that you cover, right? When you pick the team that you cover, if as a journalist, as a guy in my profession, you hear the homer calls and everything else, but I give my honest opinion, and I think that this team is the best team in the NFL on paper. I believe in their leadership. I believe in the quality of the character of the guys that they have in that locker room, and I think that they're going to come together later in the season and go on a run that rides deep into January and February. How about you?
And you thought they were going to go 11-5 in the regular season?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go 12-4.
Ooh.
Yes. Right. And I know that, that's pretty bold considering they have that Atlanta and Green Bay game in the first four games of the season. And then they also have the three road game stretch as well. And then we'll.
That's what? Buffalo, right. Buffalo, and then
they have Minnesota, Dallas,
and
Buffalo.
Dallas. Yep. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a tough stretch, but I don't think it's going to stop there. I think our Philadelphia Eagles will go to the Super Bowl, but I do not think it's going to be the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to, in fact, be the most talented team from the AFC last year and what will be this year, the Kansas City Chiefs.
So Big Red and the Eagles, a 12-win Eagles team against Big Red. And boy, those storylines would be like, I could start writing the stories right now and say
it writes itself.
I'll have a whole lot of free time in South Beach for the Super Bowl and start writing those right now. All right, now, Josh, you got Andy Reid there trying to get his first ever suit. Like, it would probably, if Andy wins that Super Bowl, it would cement his Hall of Fame status. I've heard a lot of people and talked to some voters who think he's borderline or possibly already Hall of Famer because of the success he's had over his 20 years now? 99 was his first year with the Eagles. He's going into his 21st. If he beats the Eagles in the Super Bowl, that could be what gets Andy in Canton eventually one day. Does he do it?
No. And I'm going to sound like the homer.
See, because you could do that, though. That's okay.
I'm going to sound like the complete homer, but I'm saying no because I still don't believe enough in that Kansas City defense. Mm. And for me picking the Eagles to come out on the other side, I believe in their defense because someone's going to have to stop Zeke. Somebody's going to have to stop Drew Brees and that potent New Orleans offense. And that's why I'm going with the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
I think that Eagles defense is going to get better as the season goes on, as they get more and more guys to come back and play stronger, play healthier. They may suffer a little bit in the early going. You got a lot of guys who are going to be out on that field who are coming off injuries, serious injuries, and they may have a little bit of a tough time in the first couple weeks, first month of the season. But yeah, I agree with you. I think the defense makes the difference if it were to come down to a game against the Chiefs. And you have a group of guys who there's depth. And all of this, it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It is so difficult to win a Super Bowl. There's going to be challenges along the way. You're going to have to need all the breaks. Things have to go right for you. Even 2 years ago when they lost Carson Wentz and Nick Foles stepped in, and they were already on the verge of clinching the number one seed because that year the Packers lose Aaron Rodgers. And a lot of other things happened in the NFL. Now, of course, the Eagles, they lost Carson. They lost Jordan Hicks. They lost Chris Maragos. They're captains on special teams, defense, and offense. They lost Jason Peters, Darren Sproles. Even week one, they lost their kicker, Caleb Sturgis, and had to bring in a kicker who nobody really knew about in Jake Elliott. So things didn't really go their way, but there were some breaks along the way. I think they're going to get some breaks this year. They're due to have a season where the injuries that they've battled don't crop up again. They're due after 2 years because you go look at last year. We talk about 2017, they overcame them. 2018, they had to overcome tons of injuries. They lose 3/4 of their starting secondary. They lose their quarterback again. They lose their running back in Jay Ajayi. There was all kinds of stuff they had to battle. They're due for a relatively kind of low-key injury front. We'll see if that happens. I have them going to the Super Bowl, beating the Patriots, 11 wins, winning on the road. Josh says they'll go to the Super Bowl and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Andy Reid. What do you have on the Eagles' win total? What do you have on a Super Bowl prediction? Even if you don't have the Eagles, I want to hear who you have from the NFL, NFC, AFC in the Super Bowl, and we can continue talking about Antonio Brown. The Eagles don't need him. He needs them. 610-632-0975. We got some open lines. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to The Rob Motti Show.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 of the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have 2 truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
2 lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Marjorie, am I paying our employees too much?
You kidding, sir? We get peanuts.
Well, so how'd Spangler get that brand new car?
It's used, sir. You went to CarSense. And I got a lifetime engine guarantee to boot.
CarSense certified cars are reconditioned to look just like new. So you get a smart-looking car at smarter prices.
That Spangler's brighter than I thought.
He's still working here, sir. Can't be a genius.
CarSense. See our newest location. Now open in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one. The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for baseball betting. PlaySugarHouse.com offers live in-game betting on every major league game in the U.S. and more exotic bets like which team will score first, which team will be ahead after 3 innings, will the next batter get a hit, and here's the best part, you'll earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
5 p.m., 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti. With you till 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Eagles will kick off their season. Finally, real football. Finally, it starts tomorrow. And right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, we get it started for you with the Fanatic pregame show. Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons debuts tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. live from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook, presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I talked about guys who are leaders, guys who AB, Antonio Brown, could really use to have voices like in his ear. Our very own Jason Avant is one of those guys who, when he was on the team, when he was in that locker room, outstanding, excellent leader, somebody who would not be afraid to speak truth to Antonio Brown. And there are guys on this team who are just like that. No, I don't think the Eagles need Antonio Brown. No, I don't think the Eagles will get Antonio Brown. I think he needs them far more than they need him, because he needs to be surrounded by some people who are going to really help him find that peace in his life and in his heart that he certainly doesn't have, because he's exhibiting some behavior that shows me this is a guy who's going through some issues. He's got some identity issues. He's looking for acceptance. He's looking for assurance. He's looking for building his brand. And it's a lot of selfish, me-first kind of behavior that I think people need to sit him down and talk to him about what it's like to be a teammate and what it's like to really find a little bit of peace in your life. Let's get to David's in Jersey. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, David?
How you doing, Rob? Listening to the show, it's awesome.
Thank you.
Eagle fan. I live in Marlboro, New Jersey. I grew up in Queens, New York. I became an Eagle fan because of Randall Cunningham and Reggie White, and I'm just a Eagle fan. I love him. And the only thing about tomorrow that upsets me, you got to listen to Charles Davis through the game. I can't stand him. He don't shut up. But other than that, I think they're going to – I hate him. I think he's the – Fox loves him, and on NFL Network, I hate him. When I saw the pairings with him and Burkhart, I said, oh, my God, I got to put it on mute. I can't stand Charles Davis.
By the way, but, David, you know who else grew up in Marlboro, New Jersey?
You?
No, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Where I live
– uh-huh.
I live right across the street from Marlboro High School. Jim Nance went to Marlboro High School, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Queens. I never became an Eagle fan because of Randall Cunningham, Reggie White.
I would have thought they got a statue for Howie over there. No, there's there's no statue. This is
didn't
where they
grow up. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm watching the Clemson game right now, and Adam Schefter just reported the Patriots and Antonio Brown agreed to a deal.
Already?
Breaking news. Yep, breaking news. I'm watching Clemson, Texas A&M as I'm talking to you, and I just put it on the screen. The Patriots and Antonio Brown agreed to a deal.
So wow, I see it show. Right now, too. How about that? Yeah. You break the news first on our show, David.
All right. Here's what I think. I think they're going to go 12-4, the Eagles.
Yeah.
Of course, Carson stays healthy, but I just think, you know what? I want the Giants to win tomorrow because I think the Cowboys the main competition, and I think it's going to be a terrible Super Bowl for all of us in Philadelphia and Jersey, but to watch, because I think it's going to be Andy Reid and the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and I'm going to be sick when Andy Reid doesn't get his championship, but that's what I think it's going to be, because I think the Chiefs are loaded. So, they brought Shady in. They drafted a kid out of Georgia, Hardman.
Yeah.
They're loaded.
Oh, no doubt. My only thing with the Chiefs is they got Andy Reid calling the shots at the end. And as great as they're going to be in the regular season, always something happens there at the end. Well, thank you for breaking that. I just checked and saw it as well, David. Appreciate the call. There we have it. There we have it. How about that, Josh? Antonio Brown is going to the New England. He can't play week one. He can't play against the Steelers. How awesome would that have been tomorrow night? Antonio Brown playing against the Steelers. He's got to wait until the playoffs. So the contract is it's worth up to $15 million. I don't have the rest of it though, Josh. Do you have the rest of what it could be?
I don't see what it could be, but I do see the $9 million signing bonus.
Oh, it's a $9 million signing bonus, 1 year deal worth up to $15 million. Well, Antonio Brown to the Patriots. Listen, you're the Patriots. You have Tom Brady at 42 years old. You get Antonio Brown in there. He follows the Belichick way. Their offense is going to be, you got Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman. They lose Gronk. This team is going to be fun to watch. I enjoy watching the Patriots because I enjoy watching greatness. And this team, if Antonio Brown doesn't go in there and self-destruct even more, if he goes in there and play, and what's bad for this for Antonio is he loses the $29 million in guarantees, and he essentially has to be in there on a prove-it one-year contract. But this is something that can happen with the Patriots. 610-632-0975. Rob's in South Jersey. Wants to talk about AB going to New England. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, bud?
All right. So one thing I think that a lot of the people talking, as far as this is the media and the pundits and everything, everyone's overlooked everything that Steve Young, the great Steve Young, the Hall of Famer,
mm-hmm.
the guy that played with Jerry Rice and T.O. and all those things. He said that his coach came in and his coach said, "Look, certain players that offer certain things get treated a certain way." He also said that maybe it was upon the GM to come in and talk to AD and treat him a little differently instead of coming in and saying there's a new sheriff in town and forcing people like I'm going to, do my way. It's my way, which. So at the end of the day, when you look at this situation from the other side, no one's been talking about this from the other side. And I think it's just been one sided just because of whatever. It's a hot situation. But Steve Young came on national TV and he said, Mike Mayock did it wrong. He came at it wrong, and he called it out. And no one's ever talked or took that side or even elaborated from Steve Young's side. Everyone's just down and down and down. And now you just gave him Brady about another 3 years. He's going to extend that arm about another 3 years.
So, you think he's going to play the foot?
AFC, Pittsburgh, you won't win a game. So AFC, you asked for it. You talked on it. Now he's with the one person that he wanted to be with from the get-go because a lot of people were crazy. And no one talks about this stuff, and they just keep downing a guy. He's a father.
Rob, I like the point that you bring up, and I didn't hear what Steve Young said, but anytime anything like this happens, there are two sides to the story, and this isn't a complete failure on Antonio Brown's part. It's a abysmal failure for management, for Gruden, for Mike Mayock, for the entire organization. When you go out there and trade a third and a fifth for Antonio Brown, give him the kind of contract he got to come in here, you have to find a way to make that work. And I kind of agree with, was it Steve Young who said that, or is it your new sheriff in town? Who said
it was on NFL Live, and then they were talking, whatever her name is. They were just down at him and beating him down like he was the scum of the earth. And Steve Young came on and said,
"Give him credit."
Yeah. He said, "Look, guys, this guy works very hard at what he does. So if something's going on, it's upon us to look at it like, hey, don't listen to everybody else talk about what could have happened or what should have happened, because we all know there's two sides to a story, and we haven't heard the other side yet.
No,
and
you're right.
It's upon Mayock to make him feel comfortable at all times, because to be honest, who's Mayock? What has he done?
Other than working for NFL, you're right, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks, Rob. He's built a career for himself as an NFL draft expert over there at NFL Network. I know he's a local guy, and he gets the job for Oakland, goes out there as the general manager for the Raiders. There's a lot of truth in what Rob just said, what Steve Young said. He's just relaying to me what Steve Young said, in that you can't just solely blame Antonio Brown. Anytime a marriage falls apart, both parties are responsible. This is a very short-lived marriage between the player and the organization, and there's a lot of blame and to be spread around. to let it escalate to this point, to make it to where Antonio Brown does what he does to get out of there, yeah, no doubt. There are coaches and GMs, and it's all throughout history. It's not just coaches, GMs. It's not just a sports kind of thing. It's in any profession. Different people are treated differently. And in a case like Antonio Brown, some coaches will handle him a whole lot different than they will the practice squad wide receiver. And it's the same way in other professions too as well. For it to reach this point that it evolved into, it's unfortunate. But now Antonio Brown's got a new career and a new life with the New England Patriots. And wow, I think we all saw that one coming. Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, buddy?
How are you, my man?
Good, man. The NFL just went up to New England to size them up for their Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, I know. Can I change my Super Bowl? I had the Eagles over the Patriots. No, I'm still sticking with it.
All I heard was, all over TV, and Mike had her first Saturday Fast Pitch practice for 4 hours, so I was listening to the radio. And then some of the parents were saying, oh, yeah, he's going to be blocked. I said, that guy's not going to be blocked. That guy's a narcissist, man. Ryan Clark, he's all over the NFL. He's a good reporter now.
Mm-hmm.
He played with him for every year up in Pittsburgh. He said, I couldn't even tell you how much we hid, or Pittsburgh Steelers would never let me in that locker room. Everybody talked to him. As soon as he became an all-pro, he said he completely snapped. He didn't care about anybody. He said, there was times, how about this, Rob? He didn't even show up for practice and didn't even call. Just came back in, and then the next practice came and went on the field, and they allowed that up there. And as far as Mike Mayock, I get it. How old are your daughters, Rob?
Six.
They're twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So say you had a 13-year-old, and you had your twins, and you told your 13-year-old, go in and clean your room and make your bed, and he turned around and said no. Now, when your twins become 13, are they going to go in and clean their room?
Yeah, it's a whole lot different. You treat them differently. Yep.
You can't let that guy. The Raiders have, because I have no life, all I do is sports and my shop. They have 11 rookies and 4 free agents on that team. They're young. They're trying to build a culture. That stuff don't jive. You play ball and I play ball, man. Hey, I might not like you. You might not like me. But once I hit that chalk and you're short and I'm at second, yo, Rob, we're two peas in a pod. I got you, brother, to that doofus part.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to like you, but I got your back. That guy don't care about nobody but himself. And guess what? That grumpy old hoodie-wearing guy, he gets rewarded again, and he just got Josh Gordon back. It's insane, man.
Well, they're gonna have to make it work, man. It's gonna be.
He makes everything work, though. Think about it. What hasn't worked up in New England besides
Chad Johnson towards the end of his career, but he was towards the end of his career. Randy Moss, it worked that they went undefeated.
Chad Johnson was he was 20% of himself. That
was
guy
at the
right
end.
There.
Yeah.
And I know I'm short for time. My pop told me, I grew up in the city like you did. He said, listen, you never start a fight, but you always finish it. You don't run from anything. But the one thing you don't do, son, you don't fight crazy, because you can't fix crazy.
That is so true. It is those are the kind of people you never want to get in a fight with, because they don't care what happens to them.
Right? No, you do with them. You give them the fake friends of, hey, how you doing, buddy? You get away, you get far away from you, walk across the street, man. God bless you, your kids, and before I go, baby, I am loving life. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fly, Robbie. Here we go, baby.
Love it, Chris. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We got our first Eagles chant. You know what I want to get before I get out of here? And Tyler Zuli's in the house. He's going to be taking over at 7 p.m. I need a whole Fly Eagles Fly. I got to hear a whole... I want somebody to sing me a Fly Eagles Fly. I picked this team to win the Super Bowl. I put myself out there picking the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, what I've never done in 20 years. They're going to be calling me a homer all throughout this season because I cover the team and I picked them to win the Super Bowl. Travis is on the cell. You're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Travis?
Hey, what's going on there? How you doing?
How are you, bud?
Good, good. I love the move by the Patriots. And, you know, it just shows, you know, you scare money, can't make money. I think Mike Mayock was miscast as a GM. You know, I remember going to a football clinic, and Jimmy Johnson said, I don't treat everybody the same. He said, that's not realistic. you know, I treat Troy Aikman like the, you know, the fourth team defensive end or my fifth cornerback. And that's what people got to realize. This guy is a special talent and should be treated as such. I thought that Mayock did a horrible job going to the media and through the media to get a point across. And, you know, the Raiders, you know, really are the ones with egg on their faces. And
you're right. You're right about that.
You know, they're going to go, he's going to go out and catch 100 balls, 90 balls for, you know, 1,300 yards, 10 TDs. And the guy just plays. He's almost like a, you don't think of him as a football player, but think of him as a rock star. You know, the kind that say, look, I want M&Ms, but I don't, I want the multicolored, but no blue.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how you got to look at it. That's
but you're exactly right, though. And people don't like Gabe Kapler around here. I asked him this when he didn't bench. It was after Gene Segura, but then he did bench Mike Calfranco. I said, do you have a different set of rules for each guy? For you can't treat each guy the same way. And his explanation was very, I agreed with it, was very eloquent, as Gabe always is. And he said, I can't treat everybody the same because one guy reacts differently. One guy I got to push. One guy I got to coddle. One guy I got to do this with. One guy. So in this case, they can't treat Antonio Brown like they do the practice squad wide receiver. They messed up. They failed, no doubt, Travis. I appreciate the call, man. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Let's get to AJ in Jenkintown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, AJ?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I wanted to sing the song for you.
Oh, see that? All I had to do was ask, and within 5 minutes, I get somebody. You got anything else you want to talk about, or you want to just sing the song?
Well, before that, I was just going to say that, yeah, I hate that AB got that quickly to get on the patch, but I also feel he's stupid for missing out on $30 million in a week, so that was just his bad.
I know, right? $29 million plus dollars, it was guaranteed that he's losing now, but maybe he thinks he's going to, he goes, gets a Super Bowl ring, and the brand gets a little bit bigger, and he's going to be able to make that money else somewhere else.
It's just a sad, I mean, I just loved what Tony Dungy had tweeted out about how, like, if he'd have just had it easy, if he'd have just kind of fell in line. But not every guy can do that. So it's like ego over ethics, I guess, is his whole motivation.
I hope he gets, he's got some issues, though, AJ. I think he's got to, like, sit down. He can't just go into New England and continue being the guy that he's been all along. Like, I hope somebody on the Patriots sits him down and just talks to him about, hey, what's going on, man? Like, why, what, this erratic behavior is not something that you can continue because it could be self-destructive.
Yeah, I just feel like one of those people, like, he needs, like, cognitive behavioral therapy. I mean, I've heard it works. So I just feel like that's all he needs is just someone to kind of give him parameters and borders because he probably never had that in his life. So anyway, I'll just start. I'll just pop it off right now.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Let's do it. AJ, she's going to sing for us. Come on.
Fly, Eagles.
It never gets old. Like, this song just never gets old. Yeah, I picked the Eagles to win a Super Bowl right before Antonio Brown signs with the Patriots. I got him beating the Patriots in a Super Bowl. Not going to change my mind. How about that? Antonio Brown is not unemployed for long. Literally, at 4:01, he became a free agent, and the news breaks right around 5. How about that? Antonio Brown going to the Patriots. Well, it's not going to change. The path for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl isn't going to change much because it's overcoming the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And if maybe Andy Reid, maybe Nick Foles in Jacksonville, maybe, nah, I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers can do it. They do get to face Antonio Brown and the Patriots here in Philly. What is that? November, December? Patriots are here November 17. So we'll see Antonio Brown, Tom Brady, and the Patriots here in Philly November 17. So Antonio Brown New England Patriots. It looked like it was a easy destination prediction that he would end up there. He's going to go to New England and team up with the Patriots. How do you feel about that? 610-632-0975. I don't think it's a missed opportunity for the Eagles. Like I said in the beginning of the show, they don't need him. I said he needs the Eagles more than they need him. And I came at it from a perspective of, for the issues that he's going through, and what I see and what I observe is a man who doesn't really have peace in his life. And I think that the leadership on the Eagles and the men in that locker room and the guys that they surround themselves with, too, off the field, they would have been able to get him a little bit into that kind of perspective where he's able to achieve some peace in his life. Now he's off to New England, and he's going there. He's going to walk in as the guy who they'll look at as the conquering hero, as the final piece to another Super Bowl title. I hope in New England for Antonio Brown the person, not Antonio Brown the football player, but for Antonio the person, I hope he gets some help. And I'm not saying that this is a guy who is, some people will call him crazy, nuts, loony, whatever. I don't know what his situation is. I just saw erratic behavior. I saw a guy who looks like he doesn't have peace. I see a guy who looks like he's looking for acceptance, who's struggling with some identity issues. And that's why I say I hope he gets a strong support system for him as the person. But I don't consider this a missed opportunity for the Eagles like Jadeveon Clowney was, because the Eagles don't need Antonio Brown. This wide receiver core is deep, is strong, is talented. So let's talk about this team, too, as we continue. And I want to give you some of the perspective of what I saw in the locker room, because what I saw this week, and I talked on Monday, what I saw that day on Labor Day, the guys talking about talent doesn't win anything and they have to go out and do it. But I got to see a little bit on Friday that also made me feel a little bit more comfortable. And I do want to talk a little bit about some of the game coming up against the Redskins, what you think is going to happen in that game. I've been saying for a couple weeks now that I think they're going to win the game and win it easily, but it's going to be a little uncomfortable towards the end. 610-632-0975. Andy, hang on. I'll get to you next. You could join after him. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
Hungry dogs run fast.
Hey, this is Jason Kelsey, and you're listening to The Rob Motti Show.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it.
Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life. With more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Get rewarded for saving money with Walmart Family Mobile. Pick up any unlimited plan and a phone price at $49 or more, and you'll get a $50 Walmart e-gift card. That's right, $50. Plus a whole lot of savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited plans, powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network. Stop by and save only at Walmart. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. See terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steamed grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle's.
Oh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for my first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Oh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool!
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle. Find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Is it time for maintenance on your vehicle? Stop into your locally owned Meineke today for an oil change and get a free tire rotation. Right now, synthetic oil change is just $49.95. Up to 5-quart standard filter plus disposal fees. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports Talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, welcome back. 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti Show. 610-632-0975. By the way, AJ, I don't know what happened when she started to sing Fly Eagles Fly, but then we lost her. So Josh just jumped right in, was able to hook us up with a Fly Eagles Fly. But you know what? If AJ wants to sing it on the air before the end of the show, we'd give her an opportunity to do it. I would love to hear someone sing it live. Let's get to one thing before I get to Andy. You got to see Antonio Brown's the tweet about him finding out he was released by the Raiders. If the Patriots hadn't already signed him, he's running around doing like fly like an eagle, celebrating how excited he is that he's free. And there would have been Eagles fans who said, yeah, you know what? That Antonio Brown, he's doing a fly, Eagles fly. He's flying like an eagle. He's coming here to the Eagles. I just think it was the euphoria of him being free like an eagle to fly is what he meant. But you got to see this video and tell me that there isn't some kind of erratic behavior that Antonio is displaying right now. And he's going to the Patriots. He's going to have to follow the Belichick way Andy is a Patriots fan. He's in Satterton, and he's on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how's it going, man?
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. I just turned on the radio and got in my car, and I heard you say that the Pats got the Antonio Brown. I just can't believe it.
Crazy, isn't it?
My buddy jokes around with me all the time. Today, yesterday, he's like, the Patriots are going to get him. And I'm like, I don't think they're going to go for him, but who knows, man? They're always going for the bad dudes and turning them into the good dudes and superstars. He's a superstar anyway already. So
yeah, it's not like getting Danny Amendola, putting him in the slot and throwing him 90 passes a year or Wes Welker. You're already getting a guy who's accustomed to catching 100 balls a year, and now he's going to go try and fit in on this Patriots team.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he fits in, but I'll take it.
Oh, well, if I'm you, man, and I'm a Patriot, goodness, you got a team right now that's loaded up and ready to go for number 7. You're in pretty good hands there with Belichick and Tom Brady, though, Andy. How did you become a Patriots fan, though? Are you from that area?
I'm from Massachusetts originally, yeah. I moved here 20 years ago, so I've been in PA for 20 years. They've been trying to get me to be an Eagles fan for 20 years, and I just can't do it, man.
All right, man. Well, hey, enjoy. I've been accused of being a Patriots fan because I always pick them to get to the Super Bowl, and usually I pick them to win it. I didn't pick them this year. I'm going with the Eagles, but that was right before I found out they got Antonio Brown.
Get a rematch.
Yeah, well, it'll be the third time, best out of three. All right, brother.
Yeah,
appreciate the call,
right,
Andy.
Have a great day, man.
Enjoy. 610-632-0975. I followed like the whole Antonio Brown drama, and like there's parts of it that were entertaining when he unfollows the Raiders Instagram and then unfollows Derek Carr's Instagram, then he refollows their Instagram, and I was like, it's just the age that we live in. It's the age that we live in. I kind of feel like Antonio Brown a little bit, though, because 97.5, The Fanatic's main Twitter account, follows and unfollows me, and I don't know where it stands right now, but it's happened like 5 or 6 times, so I don't know who's controlling that, but maybe they're trying to tell me something. 610-632-0975. Not quite like Antonio Brown's situation, so it's a little different. The Eagles getting ready for the Redskins, and Fridays last year were Freestyle Fridays in the locker room. And you had Michael Bennett, Jordan Matthews. They'd like to just freestyle rap, and Michael Bennett would bring in his... Is that right, Josh? You and me are like... you and me are just... We're like AB. We get unfollowed. We get followed. It's crazy. So Michael Bennett would bring in the big boom box, and they'd gather around. Ronald Darby would be in on it. Jordan Matthews would be in on it too as well. And they would just call it Freestyle Friday in the locker room. Well, Michael Bennett's in New England, and Jordan Matthews went to San Fran and is unemployed right now, and Ronald Darby's still here, but they didn't continue the tradition. There was no Freestyle Friday in the locker room yesterday, but I saw a team that was very, very relaxed. They were loose. They were having fun. There were the little scrums when you get into the media, reporters gathered around one guy, and I think it was Jordan Howard. So Jordan Howard's gathered around, and one of the TV guys hands Miles Sanders, says, hey, why don't you ask him a question? He's like, and he gets ready, he goes and he asks a question, and then there was Brandon Graham. There was a little scrum around him. Everybody's gathered around talking to Brandon Graham. Lane Johnson comes up, and he's just peeking in, and they were just having fun. They were relaxed. They were loose. This is a team that knows they have a lot of talent. This is a team that understands you can't win on talent and paper alone. You have to go out there and execute. So tomorrow they get the Redskins. I think you're going to see a little bit sloppy football early on. And it's not to be expected. And we saw a glimpse of that. The Packers and the Bears. But the Patriots are on my mind because the last NFL game last year, the Super Bowl, was 13-3. And the first one this year is 10-3. And we talk about all the offense. We talk about the final four teams in the NFL last year being three of those final four teams being 30 plus point per game offensive machines. And now the last game last year and first game this year, The combined scores are 13 and 16 for 29 points. So I think there's going to be a little bit of rust for sure early on in the game. And I said this the other day, when the Eagles go out there in the first quarter and the first drive and the second drive, if they could just avoid a turnover that could swing the game, that could swing momentum, that would be one of those situations that I think is a win. I'm not expecting them to go out there and do like they did in 2017, where Carson Wentz threw a 50-plus yard touchdown after eluding a sack to Nelson Aguilar on the opening drive in Washington. I'm not expecting that. Could it happen? Sure. It could happen first play of the game, 75 yards to DeSean Jackson. I'm not expecting that. I think there's going to be a little bit of rust early on. I just want to see them go out there and not commit any turnovers. First drive, no turnovers. Second drive, get a first down, great. If they don't get a first down, that's fine. Don't turn the ball over and just build up on that. That's why I don't see this game being a complete blowout. And I've already said that I take the Redskins to cover the 10 points. I think it's going to be a final. I start picking goofy numbers now. I used to be always pick like a 24-20, 27-24. You pick a 4, you pick a 7, you pick a 1 in the numbers. And now because of the 2-point conversion, because of all kinds of weird things that always get messed up, I like picking 5s and 6s. So I'm going to go with 25 for the Eagles and 18 for the Redskins. So I got two goofy numbers. There's going to be either a conversion or something weird that happens, but that doesn't give you a cover. It's 25-18. It's a 7-point win. Doesn't give them a cover. I think it's going to be a comfortable lead where the Eagles come on in the second quarter, early third quarter. They're up maybe 25 or 20, say, like they're up 22-10. And get a field goal and really make it a two-possession game, and then the Redskins score a late touchdown to get the late cover. So I think the Redskins get a late cover, but I see the Eagles winning this game kind of comfortably until the end. You don't necessarily going to have to get a defensive stand at the end, but I think at the end it'll come down to maybe they need to get one more first down to avoid a punt, to run out the clock, that kind of situation. So if they can get up and get on the Redskins early and really lay it to them, put it to them, I'll be very impressed by that, because I'm not expecting that tomorrow. I think it's going to be a little working back from the long, long off season and having no kind of in-game action in the preseason, although they did have those 2 days against the Ravens, which were maybe as close to a game as you can get without it being a game. So I think there'll be a little bit of rust early on. You got a lot of guys, a lot of talent on that offense. They'll eventually score. To me, I got 25 points. It could be 24-20. Maybe it's one of those where they get a 2-point conversion that ends up being that 24-25. 3 touchdowns for the Eagles. Redskins with 2 touchdowns, and the Eagles win the game 25-18. The defense, all these guys are expected, except for Camus Grugier-Hill, all of the other guys coming back, Ronald Darby, Fletcher Cox, Nigel Bradham, despite the news this week that he skipped the final preseason game against the Jets because he was sick. I was standing there when he was explaining himself, and I don't know who it was. Somebody said, like, what kind of sick? He was like, it was coming out of both ends. So that kind of sick is not fun at all. So I can understand him saying, I wasn't concerned with my phone at that point or answering calls. You got to do a better job than that. You got to make sure the team knows, but they're okay with it. But it's very interesting that these guys are all ready to go. Brandon Brooks, to me, is remarkable that you got a 340-pound offensive lineman coming off an Achilles in January who's going to be out there for week one. So he's going to be a guy you got to watch closely to see what he has, if he's able to move around the way he did before coming off that injury. 610-632-0975. Antonio Brown is a New England Patriot now. He won't be coming to the Eagles. Never thought it was going to happen. didn't think, and I don't think it's a missed opportunity for this Eagles team. They don't need him. He's a luxury. They didn't need him. They didn't get him. He's going to the New England Patriots. We could talk about Antonio Brown. I want to hear your thoughts on the game tomorrow against the Redskins. Your win total for the Eagles for this season and the Super Bowl predictions. 610-632-0975. I told you I picked the Eagles over Patriots. First time in 20 years covering a team, I pick them to win a Super Bowl. If you think I'm nuts, I want to hear from you. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
You could wait for your AC to break down before you call All Seasons Comfort Control for help. Or you could call them now and get a free AC inspection to make sure it doesn't break down later. That's right. All Seasons Comfort Control will come out and inspect your AC system for free. That's a $138 value. Call All Seasons Comfort Control at 215-608-3491. Or visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com now to schedule your free AC inspection. Allseasonscomfortcontrol.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimax of Cherry Hill with a back-to-school message for all parents. Experimax of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned Apple laptops, desktops, and mobile devices for up to 60% off the original price. All products come with a 1-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? I went to Experimax of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Keyword search Experimax, Cherry Hill. Experimax for back-to-school, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Do you love football? Then get with the program and get down to Hooters to catch the game. Crazy good wings, ice cold beer, and the best fans on the planet. You love wings. You love ice cold beer. All the games, all season. Hooters.
Philadelphia, the greatest sports city in the world. You're listening to the home of the Sixers, Flyers, and the best sports talk radio on the planet. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
.546 on 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm watching Antonio Brown's video of him finding out that he was released, and Josh tells me he posted that first on his YouTube like he did last night with the Gruden phone call. I wonder if he gets in trouble for that because California's You can't. The other party needs to know that they're being recorded. I believe in the state of California, so I don't know where he was, but that video he just posted, and he's running around going fly like an eagle, which would have got would have had a lot of Eagles fans feeling a certain way until we find out just a little bit ago that he signed with the Patriots. But those the guy shooting that video and the words of encouragement they're giving him are exactly what I'm talking about. Like, he needs some people to sit him down and say, hey, what are you doing, Antonio? What's your priority? What's most important to you? Yes, you're more than a football player. You're more than just AB 84 on the field, all pro wide receiver, one of the best in the game. You're a person. You're a dad. You're all that stuff. All of us shouldn't be defined by our job anyway. But to enable him or encourage him to behave in an erratic way, that's not what he needs right now. And I hope somebody can speak truth to him in New England and really just have that conversation with him and have a heart to heart and ask him, like, man, why are you out there trying to win social media? When you're Antonio Brown with a contract almost guaranteeing you $30 million, you're trying to play the social media game and win the internet. Like, why? Why does that matter to you? Why are you trying to get approval from other people? Why are you seeking acceptance from others when you're already at the top of your game? So that would concern me. Now he's on the Patriots. I don't know. See, and here's the thing. You don't go to the Patriots and how Belichick wants to rule is his way or the highway. Now you got to get a guy to conform, but that's not how you solve anyone's issues, by trying to get him to conform. You have to get him to understand the ways of the actions and the behavior. So we'll see how that works out. No doubt they got an incredible talent. I have a fantasy football draft tonight. We always do ours on Saturday before the season starts. So if you pick anybody who played Thursday night, not that you want anybody, but if you do, if they're in the first three rounds, you got to use them. What, Aaron Rodgers have a one touchdown? So Antonio Brown as a Patriot is on the table and on the board, but I'm not going to take him. It's a 14-team draft. I'm not going to take him in the first round or even in the second, I don't think. 610-632-0975. We'll talk about Antonio Brown. I want to hear your thoughts, though, on this Eagles game tomorrow against the Redskins. I told you I saw a team this week that is loose, that's relaxed, that's carefree, that's not going to be uptight. I also saw a team that understands, for all the talent that they have, it's more than just talent. You can't just go. You can't. Talent doesn't win unless you execute. Talent doesn't win unless you outwork the other team. Unless you go in there, put in your time, work hard, and out execute the other team on the field. So they can't just think their talent is going to roll over the Washington Redskins, even though they're a 10-point favorite. I took the Redskins to cover, Eagles to win. I got a 25-18 W. Josh, did you give out your game prediction just yet? You ready to do that? All right, let's go to Josh Rabick's game. We both, and here we go, we both have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year. He's got them beating the Chiefs. I got them beating the Patriots.
And I hear a lot of people who are, you know, kind of the old heads of the rivalry who say, you know, it's a divisional opponent. You never know what's going to happen. They're usually tight. But then sometimes you have that 2017 Cowboys game or some of those Giants games a couple years before where you're blowing some of these division rivals out. I think it's going to be tight early. And then in the second half, that's when I think the talent separates itself. The Eagles run away with it then 34-13.
34-13, so you got a 3-touchdown victory. Eagles covering and going to a 34-13 easy win. I got them at 25-18. I think it's going to be a little sloppy, a little rusty in the first quarter. That's to be expected. A lot of teams use September as the new August. A lot of teams try and work out the kinks early in their season. Teams don't care about that first game of the season anymore. It's kind of like preseason game number 5. Because you're sitting everybody in the regular season, and now you go out there and you finally give your starters some action, and it counts. It's in a game that matters. So that's going to happen, and now you're playing for the first time together in a game against an opponent, and even though they had some work against the Ravens in those two scrimmages, they're still going to be out there. And I think it's gonna take some time. I'll be a little surprised if they're ready to go, clicking on all cylinders early, right off the bat. But you look at this team; there is so much potential for a dynamic, high-powered offense. The running game with Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, Corey Clement healthy, Darren Sproles healthy. I hope Darren Sproles stays healthy the whole season. I'd hate to see him go down or have anything happen to him. The wide receiver core, the tight ends. You could have the best 1-2 punch at tight end in Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. So with the wide receivers, the tight ends, one of the best offensive lines, if not the best, if they stay healthy, and you got to always qualify it, if they stay healthy, I think this offense is going to be dynamic. John in Lansdale, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
What's going on, Rob?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, I really think I'm with you. Like, I've been watching college football all day, and that's just the beginning of the season. I don't think the Eagles is just going to come out blasting. I think it's going to be 21-17. I mean, I think it's going to be a close game because, I mean, I hate to use the phrase knock the rust off, whatever.
It's true, though, right?
But you can't just, like, turn on a switch. And, I mean, like, I've been watching the Texas A&M Clemson game, and it's still close. You can't just, you know, flip the switch. But I'm glad that Antonio Brown didn't come to the Eagles. I was not about him, like, coming here. And it hasn't been a good factor as far as, you know, with the major wide receivers as far as Randy Moss going to the Patriots. I mean, I hopefully they self-destruct. I mean, I really hope that. I mean, it didn't work with Brandon Cooks. It didn't work with, I forget the guy we had on our team at one time. But I think
Dante Stallworth,
Dante Stallworth, that's his name. And I think Gruden's a fraud, by the way. But
I think he's closer to that than being a real deal. That's for sure.
Yeah, and you were talking about fantasy football. You got any sleepers that I could know about?
And any sleepers for fantasy football? Let me think about it and tell you when we come back. All right, John.
All right, sounds great, man.
You got it. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Yeah, I got my fantasy football draft tonight. I need to come up with the sleepers on my own. I'll get one for John in a bit when we come back. 610-632-0975. What are your season predictions for the Eagles? Your win total? I got them at 11, winning on the road in New Orleans and then winning the Super Bowl against the Patriots. First time in my 20 years covering the team for AP that I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I picked them to go after Carson Wentz got injured in 2017, but I thought they'd lose to the Patriots on a last-minute touchdown. As it turned out, that was a last-minute strip sack in the Eagles' favor. 610-632-0975. Eagles season predictions, win total, and how you feeling about this game tomorrow against the Redskins. I think it'll be a little uncomfortable, but a 25-18 victory. So the Redskins get the cover. 610-632-0975. We got some open lines. Rob Motti, One Fanatic.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Hey, this is Jason Kelsey, and you're listening to The Rob Motti Show.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet, 4G LTE backup, and one voice mobility line, all for just $99.85 per month for 2 years. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
You're at the bar watching the game having a Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Your team scores and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with, all without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple-blended smooth-sipping Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
When is a pencil more than a pencil? When it takes me from art class to gallery walls worldwide.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under a dollar. Staples one-subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples two pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. Ends 9/14/19. In store only. Limit 30 on notebooks and poly folders while supplies last.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. And use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Hawks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm to fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Hawks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road Exit 595 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21 game. We're on call 100 game.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti with you. One more hour till Tyler Zuli takes over. We told you tomorrow the Fanatic pregame show is going to feature Jason Avant, Brian Westbrook joining Devon Givens. And then once the game starts, one of the callers a little bit ago was complaining about Charles Davis doing the game. You know what you got to do? You turn the sound down and then you tune into the Green Zone right here on 97.5 The Fanatic with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. They take you into the Green Zone during every Birds game this season. You watch every Birds game with Tyrone and Pat, talk about the game during the game, plus the guys will take a look at the betting lines, prop bets, and everything happening around the league as it unfolds, as it happens, presented by the $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge at PlaySugarHouse.com with a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. Sign up now and make your week one picks before September 8th. Visit PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And then right after the game, the Fanatic post-game show. Join Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after every Birds game for the Fanatic Eagles post-game show. So we'll have you all covered here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'll be at the game covering a game. Then I'm driving in here. So I'll be in here after the post game. I got the post game show. Hopefully I can get here. No, Joe Stazak will be in here with me, holding down the fort until I get here. He'll be here with me tomorrow, 7-11. We'll talk about week one, Eagles, Redskins. I have a W. I have a closer game scoreboard-wise as far as the Redskins getting a backdoor cover, but I don't think at any point this game is going to be at all a concern. Maybe a little uncomfortable, maybe a little uneasy feeling there towards the end of the game, but I think the Eagles hold on and win this one. It's going to be a little rusty early on. It's going to be a little working out the kinks. They're not going to click on all cylinders right off the bat. If they do, I'll be very surprised to see that happen right off. I think it's going to take a little bit of time for this offense to work its way together. If they can avoid a turnover on either of their first couple series, then get going. What you hope is I'm thinking of Donovan McNabb because he joins Farzetta and Trey in the morning every Monday at 9:30. If Carson is going to miss a receiver, if he's going to underthrow somebody or overthrow, or he's going to be like a little bit off early in the game, if the timing is just a little bit off on Carson Wentz's throw early in the game, maybe on a first series, you just hope that he's off and it's incomplete. It doesn't bounce off somebody's hand, get picked, a pick six, or anything that could be game-changing early on. Those are the things I look for as far as the offensive line. We know Brandon Brooks is going to try and play. He's January, he tore his Achilles tendon. We're less than eight months, and he's coming back a big 340-pound, two-time Pro Bowl right guard, going to go out there and play. You got to give Brandon Brooks a ton of credit for the rehab, everything that he did in the offseason.
I woke up and the pain was gone.
Yeah, the pain was gone because he was working hard in there to make that happen. And you hope that he can go out there and really play up to the level that he's capable of, but it's going to take him some time. Lane Johnson was out the entire preseason. Jason Kelsey is coming back and although he didn't have a surgery. But Jason's on the other side of 30 years old now, too. And we know about Jason Peters on the left at the left tackle anchoring that spot. Hope that they can keep Carson Wentz upright. I think Carson is going to be a little smarter with the football. Slide if he has to slide. Throw it away if he has to throw it away. And make sure he lives to play another down. So I want to hear your Eagles win totals. Mine was 11. Super Bowl prediction. Mine was Eagles over Patriots. And I still hold on to it, even though about 10 seconds after I mentioned it, Antonio Brown signed with the New England Patriots. That is going to be one incredible, entertaining drama unfolding in New England to see how that works out. Antonio Brown trying to follow the Belichick way, catching passes from Tom Brady. Mike in Delran wants to talk about it. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, man?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Hey, first, I just do want to pay respect and talk to the Eagles first. I think we're going to win 12-13. And it's for me, it's NFC Championship game or bust. Like, I just want to see Carson play, to be honest with you. I just want him to play playoffs. To me, it's, you know, obviously I want a Super Bowl, but they got to make the NFC Championship game. Listen, I call in a lot, right? And I always try to stay down the middle of the line. I don't try to lean one way or the other. I think I try to be fair with my opinions. I'm absolutely disgusted that Antonio Brown is on a team right now. You have a guy that all he did was kneel for a social, you know, oppression, right? He stood for something. Mm-hmm. And that guy's been blackballed for the league. This guy is all about himself. And whether you think it's a racial slur or not to use the term cracker, you know, that to your GM, and you have a job less than 24 hours after being released, I just think it's an absolute joke, man. I'm really disgusted by it. And it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter what you do in life or what you say. If you can play the game and people think you're a great player, you're going to be on a squad. I already hate the Patriots, but now they're really close to Cowboy level with me right now, man. I just
wow, that's strong call, Mike.
Yeah,
strong call.
Go Birds!
Appreciate it. I can't dispute what he's saying there about, like, Antonio Brown gets his way, essentially. Oh, and which is hard to fathom, because to watch that video of Antonio Brown celebrating his release from the Raiders, but I guess at that point he already knew that now he either plays for the Raiders without the guarantees because they voided the guarantees. So once they void the guarantees, he becomes a week-to-week player. They can cut him at any time. They voided the guarantees. So once they void the guarantees, that's when he asked for his release, and he got it. But he celebrates like he's on top of the world when he just gave up $29 million in guaranteed money. Now he's going to get nine of it back from the Patriots with a contract that's worth, it's $9 million in guarantees. It could be worth up to $15 in incentives. Watching that guy, it's wild. It's a little disturbing to see some of the things unfold the way they are. And I feel like, I don't know, I can't speak on what's going on. I don't want to say he's got brain kind of injury issues, because we don't know that. And I've heard a lot of people toss that around. They'll toss out the CTE letters like we can diagnose it, like we're medical professionals. We're not. We don't know. But what I just see is erratic behavior, some self-destructive behavior. And watching those videos, he's got people surrounding him who are laughing, who are encouraging it. Instead of saying, hey, man, I'm not going to shoot video of that, because I think you shouldn't want to put that out there on social media. It doesn't look good. Like, it doesn't look good what you're doing. And I had a great caller earlier in the show who said Steve Young talked about how he viewed Mike Mayock as also being in the wrong here. And by no means do I think that this is all solely on Antonio Brown. It takes two people to ruin a marriage, to ruin a relationship, and they could have made this work better. They certainly could have made it work better, and they didn't. And now he's in New England, So Oakland looks terrible for trading a third and a fifth for him and then ending up releasing him. Bill's in Newcastle. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bill?
What's going on? I'm seeing the Antonio Brown stuff. It's just me. It seems like it's something wrong. This is not like a mentality or a point to prove. It seemed like, I don't know if he got hit too hard in that playoff game a couple years ago, but he seems a little unstable to me.
I don't know. Like, Bill, we don't know. We could just say speculate because we're not medical professionals. I don't know. But exactly. You're right. What we could look at is say, like, it seems to me like this is it's erratic. I don't know if you want to call it unstable. I just call it erratic. It's irrational. It's a little strange, the behavior. And I don't think he's entirely to blame for what happened in Oakland, but somebody needs to sit down with this man and talk to him and say, what's going on? Like, I don't think he got that in Oakland, and that circle of friends that's shooting these videos for him and putting them together real nice and posting them for him, they're certainly not being honest with him, speaking truth to him.
I know, you know, and sometimes, you know, when people live off of other people, they kind of go with it.
Yeah.
But my only two things with it is, like, I understand why the Raiders cut him, but my thing was, like, once they traded for him, they were all in. So it didn't make sense. And my only thing is, I wanted to get your opinion. I see him being, you remember when Chad Johnson went to New England and everybody thought he would be the answer, and he never played.
Ocho Cinco went there towards the tail end of his career.
Exactly. And he couldn't get out on the field.
No, and he was. And at what point? Let me see. And Bill, hey, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Good stuff.
No problem.
And Chad Johnson was 2 years older than Antonio Brown when he went to New England. So Chad Johnson went to New England in 2011. He was 33 years old. He was coming off a season with the Bengals where he caught 67 passes for 831 yards and 4 touchdowns. So he's 33. He goes to the Patriots. He only gets 32 targets. He plays in 15 games, but he only gets 32 targets. He catches 15 passes, 276 yards. Yeah, he couldn't even get on the field. Antonio Brown is a better football player than Chad Johnson. He's 2 years younger than he is at the time that he's going to New England, but he's accumulated far more stats. He's had 6 straight 100-catch seasons, 6 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Antonio did have he had an injury-plagued year in the middle there, but he was at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He did have 6 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Never had Chad Johnson never had a 100-catch season, but he was well up there, 90, 95, 97, 93. I don't know that that's going to happen with Antonio Brown, but it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. That's for sure. 610-632-0975. John in Lansdale a little bit ago wanted me to give him a couple sleeper picks in fantasy football. I'm going with a veteran wide receiver. I like wide receivers on teams that I expect to be bad football teams that are losing, that have to throw the ball a lot to play catch up late in the game in the second half. Because that'll get the wide receiver a lot of catches, it'll get him a lot of reception yards, and it might get him some touchdowns, and it's all in garbage time. I'm looking at a guy in Albert Wilson who is coming off a year where he got injured last year. I think he blew out his ACL, I'm pretty sure it was, 7 games into the season. And before he did that, he had 26 catches, 391 yards, 4 touchdowns, averaged 15 yards per catch. So Albert Wilson on Miami, which I expect to be a losing team, have to throw the ball a lot. Another one is a guy on the Arizona Cardinals. At some point, like Larry Fitzgerald is not going to be catching all those passes. At some point, somebody else has got, and Arizona is also going to be a bad football team. Christian Kirk last year had 43 catches, 590 yards, and 3 touchdowns in 12 games. I think he's kind of a sleeper guy. He's not a guy that people will expect to put up a lot of numbers, but in an offense where I think the team is, and he's got Kyler Murray now, is it going to win a lot of football games? They're going to be losing a lot. Those are kind of guys I like to look for. So I go with Christian Kirk and Albert Wilson. Like I said, I got my draft tonight, so now I got to tell myself who these sleepers are and make sure I stay on top on top of this situation. 610-632-0975. Eagles Redskins tomorrow at the Link, 1 p.m. It's here. It's finally here. Real football. The games count. The games matter. Thursday night, I'm sitting there watching the game, writing, I forget what I was working on, a couple Eagles things, a couple Eagles stories, a couple NFL stories. I had an NFL story. I was doing a history of scandals in the NFL. I had to do that and then a whole separate side on domestic violence. And then it ended up being a not entertaining football game whatsoever. Not even a little bit. It was not at all fun to watch, but it was the first game of the season. And I think there's going to be a lot of rust in that. There's going to be rust like that on Sunday for the Eagles and the other teams. In fact, when it might have been, I'm not sure if it was Thursday night. No, it had to be Wednesday night. Josh, you'll get a kick out of this. So the night that Freddie Galvis, you know my guy, right? Freddie Galvis hits what would be his 23rd home run. But Adam Haseley leaps over the fence and robs him of his 23rd home run with a fantastic catch. And I'm like, this is Rob on Rob crime. Freddie is my boy, right? Freddie's my guy. I just had Adam Haseley on my Faith on the Field show. He's got one of my t-shirts, one of my Story His Glory t-shirts he wears in the clubhouse. So I'm like, here's Adam Haseley robbing Freddie Galvis of this home run. But the worst part of it is, I'm on the phone with former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue from the NFL. So we're on the phone. I'm having a conversation with him. The game is muted. I can't react. Mr. Tagliabue is in the middle of like explaining something to me from the scandals and the history, and we're having this. It's an interview. It's a conversation. And on the TV, I see Freddie. I see Freddie hit the ball. I'm like, yeah. And then Haseley jumps and makes the catch. And I'm just like completely quiet, completely silent. Tagliabue has no idea what's going on in my mind. And I had to give him like, dude, I just wanted to react.
And he completely no-sold the catch, too, since I'm watching here on mute as well on a 20-inch TV. I'd be throwing a 10-minute tea party. I'd be calling my mom. He played it off way too cool.
I was like, I got to tell somebody. Somebody's got to, like, this. I'm struggling through this right now. And the phone conversation lasted, like, another 13 minutes. So I wanted to run up and tell my wife, but she couldn't care less. She would have, like just yelled at me, why are you telling me this right now? I don't care. So I tweeted about it. I'm like, somebody, I got to explain myself. I couldn't react. I'm watching Rob on Rob crime. Freddie Galvis gets robbed by Adam Haseley. And I'm like, man, come on, Commish. What's going on? No, yeah. And it was fun. It was entertaining. I don't think Freddie's in a slump, though. He hasn't had a hit since I posted. He's hitting 286 with 22 homers and 65 RBIs. That was like 2 weeks ago. He's like 0 for 18 since then. So I think I jinxed him. 610-632-0975. Josh has the Eagles routing the Redskins. You said what, 34-13?
I went 34-13, but I agreed with you on the slow start, some timing being off. I can see it being maybe something low scoring, like 10-7 at halftime, all of us throwing our hands up. But then the second half, that's where everything starts to click.
Come out in the second half, get the kickoff to start after you win the toss and defer. You definitely, tomorrow's a game you definitely want to defer. You don't want your offense on first. Whoever wins the toss, I'll bet you every team in the NFL defers tomorrow, because it's normally the offense takes a little bit longer to get going, especially when they don't play. Maybe come out there stronger in the second half. I could definitely see that happening. I don't have them scoring that many points. I'm at 25. I got the Redskins getting a backdoor cover, though, at 18. I want to know how you feel about the game. How do you feel about this season? Last chance to get your win totals in on record today and tomorrow up until 1 o'clock. That's it. After that, season started. You can't pick W's and L's after the season started as far as season totals. You can pick them on a week-to-week basis. I almost went with 12. I ended up going with 11. Josh has 12. I still have the Eagles winning. On the road, the NFC Championship game over the Saints, finally defeating the Saints in a playoff game after two losses in a row. They lost to Chip Kelly's team and Nick Foles in 2013. They lost last year. They got blown out last year. So I think they finally get that W this year, led by Carson Wentz in New Orleans. She's going to finally do it this time, right? Hopefully nothing goes wrong. AJ in Jenkintown is going to give it another crack. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up?
Thank you, Rob. I'm so sorry. I sat there and didn't have the car in park, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
So luckily, I didn't get anybody killed or myself.
That's the last thing I want you to have to worry about while you're on the phone trying to entertain our entire audience with Fly Eagles Fly. Everything good now? You got everything settled,
everything.
Right?
I'm stable. I'm in one place, yes.
All right, AJ, give it to us.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
AJ, that was great.
Gosh, you went great.
That was a beautiful, wonderful rendition. You're going to have to be my go-to Fly Eagles Fly singer, all right?
All right, no problem. I say the Birds win 38-17.
And you got a Super Bowl prediction?
It's going to be Eagles-Chiefs, and I say it's going to be 30-28.
Eagles win, right?
Right.
There we go. AJ, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Beautiful voice.
Thank you, Rob.
Good job. There's AJ singing Fly Eagles. She did a great job with that, huh?
She did a heck of a job. And not only did she pick the difference in score of Eagles Redskins like I did, she also picked the same Super Bowl matchup. Great minds think alike.
She's going to be my go-to Fly Eagles Fly singer for sure. I might have to bring her out to one of the shows I do on location. I would love to have it. Gotta get a little Fly Eagles Fly everywhere you go. Football season, like I said earlier, I'm not a homer. I typically pick against the team I cover. 20 years now covering this Eagles team, have never picked them to win a Super Bowl. I think I've picked them to go to it twice, never picked them to win it. And this year, I'm finally making that pick. I'm going to be subjected to the homer calls from my colleagues and such, but that's okay. That's what I feel. I think this team's good enough to win the Super Bowl, and I'm taking them to go and beat New England, who now has Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, if you haven't been paying attention, in the past 90 minutes, has signed with the New England Patriots. He was released earlier in the day by the Oakland Raiders. Started off the show saying the Eagles don't need him, he needs them. I don't know if he's going to get what he needs in New England as far as the peace of mind, the peace in his heart, the peace in his life, but he may get a Super Bowl championship. I don't think it's a missed opportunity for this Philadelphia Eagles team. They are talented. They have a dynamic offense, and they don't have enough balls to go around to fit in a guy like Antonio Brown. They could have fit him in here with the leadership that they have and been able to handle any kind of distraction or sideshow, and I think they could have been good for him. He's going to New England. It's going to be the Belichick way, the Tom Brady way, or no way. 610-632-0975. We'll continue talking about Antonio Brown and get ready for Eagles-Redskins home opener, season opener tomorrow at the Link. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Hey, this is Jason Kelsey, and you're listening to The Rob Motti Show.
Your business can do a lot in 10 minutes, like make a big sale, surprise and delight a customer, or come up with the winning idea. And right now, 10 minutes is all it takes to help your business cut down on costs, interruptions, and download times. Introducing the Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Give us 10 minutes. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet service, we'll give you $300 for your time. Call 1-800-501-6000 now. Comcast Business goes beyond fast with high-speed internet. That means downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, get bandwidth for all apps and devices. It all starts with our gig speed network. Call 1-800-501-6000 now for your Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available to current Comcast Business customers. Comparison based on download speeds and does not include Ethernet service. Proof of current internet speed and competitive build in the last 60 days required. One $300 prepaid card per company. Call for details.
The Parx Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parx Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Parx Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parx Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road Exit 595 and the VA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, sis. What you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Ah, bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool. Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You could wait for your AC to break down before you call All Seasons Comfort Control for help. Or you could call them now and get a free AC inspection to make sure it doesn't break down later. That's right. All Seasons Comfort Control will come out and inspect your AC system for free. That's a $138 value. Call All Seasons Comfort Control at 215-608-3491. Or visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com now to schedule your free AC inspection. allseasonscomfortcontrol.com.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimax of Cherry Hill with a back-to-school message for all parents. Experimax of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned Apple laptops, desktops, and mobile devices for up to 60% off the original price. All products come with a 1-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. Why buy your kids new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? I went to Experimax of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Keyword search Experimax, Cherry Hill. Experimax for back-to-school. Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for baseball betting. PlaySugarHouse.com offers live in-game betting on every major league game in the U.S. and more exotic bets like which team will score first, which team will be ahead after 3 innings, will the next batter get a hit, and here's the best part, you'll earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now and we'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This Sunday, NASCAR is live on NBC from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it's the last chance to make the playoffs. Once you cross those bricks, you're either in or you're out. Indy, Sunday at 2 Eastern, NBC.
Sports Talk for Mount Holly and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.6 30, 975 to Fanatic, Rob Motti. Here with you till 7-610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's in the house. He's getting ready to take over. We're going to have to continue this conversation a little bit on Antonio Brown, but get you ready for the Eagles-Redskins game. Antonio Brown was released by the Raiders, and he has signed with the New England Patriots. It still doesn't change my Super Bowl prediction. I'm still sticking with Eagles over the Patriots. It's a little harder now. It's a little tougher. It's a long season to go. I don't know how it's going to play out with Antonio Brown in New England, but they do have some weapons, of course. And this is a team that is always in the AFC Championship game. So there you have it. Antonio Brown is going to be on the New England Patriots. His posts today and yesterday are a little strange. It's not what you would want to see out of a guy on your team. The way he celebrates.
That's ridiculous.
It really is, John. It really is. And you let him go. You traded for him, and you let him go, John Gruden and Mike Mayock. Third and fifth round pick. It wasn't like they traded two firsts or anything crazy. They traded a third and a fifth. They get nothing out of Antonio Brown. They couldn't make that relationship work. And that's on both sides. That's really on – for as erratic as his behavior is, as outlandish as it's been, whatever he's going through, somebody on that Raiders – in that Raiders front office got to be able to maybe find a way somehow to get him. I'm not going to call it help. I don't want to say someone I can't. I'm not going to diagnose what's going on with Antonio Brown. So I'm not going to say he needs any kind of help. I just see a guy who's seeking attention, who's seeking acceptance, who's struggling with identity, who is looking for he's got no peace, so he's looking to find it in other ways, and that to me is clear. He doesn't have peace, because if you have peace in your heart, if you have peace in your life, you act a different way. You don't worry about what people say about. First of all, you don't cause the kind of stir that he did, but you also don't worry about what people are saying about you. You don't worry about how people are reacting to you, what they're calling you. And it kind of seems like he wanted to play the victim role, and people are calling him a villain. And why? Why did it get to that point? I don't know what happened there, but there's definitely blame on both sides of it for sure. Now he's in New England. I don't think it was a missed opportunity for the Eagles. They don't need him. Their offense is good enough. They might take a little time to get going tomorrow against the Redskins. It might take a little bit of work. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to be a little while maybe before they click on all cylinders. I'd be surprised if they go out there and score early. But I'm looking at a team with that offensive line, if it stays intact. And I know Brandon Brooks is coming in trying to play 8 months after an Achilles injury. I know Jason Peters is very much an injury concern. They got Andre Dillard, the rookie. They got Big V, who's now more valuable because he can play tackle, he can play guard. So they have a deep offensive line. Their running game should be much improved. I'm excited to see Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. I'm telling you, I think there, as much as this is a passing league now and the Eagles are a pass-friendly offense, I think there are going to be some games where you will see Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard take over and the Eagles don't have to throw the ball more than 30 times. There's going to be games, I feel, they're not throwing it 40 and 50. There's going to be games where I feel they're going to run the ball at a 50-50. Not many. Not many at all. But if they end up running the ball, run-pass ratio of 50-50, I think that is remarkable in and of itself. And I believe with this running core, it's going to happen a couple times. As far as the wide receiver depth that they have, the tight end depth that they have there with the best 1-2 punch in Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. I think Dallas Goedert's going to have somewhat of a breakout type year. I consider him my breakout offensive player. I think Sidney Jones is my breakout defensive player. But I look at those two guys, and I think they're ready, poised to have a big year. It's going to take Derek Barnett is an important guy who we need to see step up so they can make sure they can get a rush from that edge. And so people don't sit there and constantly compare him to Jadeveon Clowney. Jackson Delco, he's on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jack?
Country you're originally from.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, buddy?
You know, I've been listening to you. I love you guys' show. I call in, and, you know, you guys are the best. But I kind of disagree with you. I've been listening to you, and I see no making no excuses for Antonio Brown or his conduct. I don't really blame the organization up in Oakland. The fundamental problem with a person like Antonio Brown is that because of the wealth and everything, it, you know, heaped on a young man at that age, he has no respect for anyone or anyone in authority. So he can't deal with being told what to do or when he's wrong. It's just flat-out respect. He didn't show Gruden any respect. He didn't show the Oakland fans respect by the way he acted. And he just, he now, because he got a contract so quick in New England, all that is done is further tell him that he's right. All he needs to do is act out, and he's going to get his way.
Yeah, and that's a big problem right there. And I don't think... what I was saying, Ralph, is anytime anything happens, any kind of relationship doesn't work, there's blame on both sides. Is it more on him? Yeah, but I do think that John Gruden and Mike Mayock should have found a way somehow to kind of get this situation under control. I don't know what they did to try. None of us are there in the room when they're having these conversations, but... To your point, this could be even worse for him because he got what he wanted and then quickly got a contract with the best team in football, with the best quarterback and a best coach. He's not going to learn a lesson from this.
Well, there's one part of what you were saying that I completely agree with. Okay, again, I think the guy was coddled. He has no respect. And all he did was he just got rewarded for acting like a total jerk. But... You are right. Mayock and John Gruden should have walked him in and said, hey, look, man, we're going to sit you down. We can't have this. We're going to fine you. Now, we need you to, you know, get on board with what we're doing. Let's go back out and play. You know, you don't fine someone by a letter. You are absolutely right. That's what they did wrong.
Yeah.
Bring the guy in, sit him down man to man and say, hey, look, this is what we're doing.
It becomes a battle of egos. He's got an ego. They have egos, and they want to show who's boss. He wants to get his way, and it never works that way when there isn't any kind of compromise. And now, unfortunately for him, the person, not the football player, but Antonio Brown, the person, the way it ends up, I don't think there's a lesson in it for him to be learned, unless he looks at the $29 million guaranteed as a big loss, which you would think he does. But the video that he just posted where he's jumping up and down because he got released and he's excited and flying like an eagle tells me he doesn't get it yet.
No, and you're right. Yeah, you know, he was just rewarded. You know, maybe he'll get his guaranteed money down the road.
Yeah.
And Mayock's a new GM. The person who I think, and I've never been a fan of, is John Gruden. You know, John, he knew what was going on. He could see it. And, you know, he's the head coach. He should have just pulled him aside and said, hold it, man, what is going on here? You know, you hear it in that phone call, but
yeah.
That he waited until the horse was out of the barn.
Yeah, and we also don't know, like, what was edited out of that phone call, too. Like, we just got what he wanted to show. Hey, man, I appreciate the call, Ralph. Interesting
all
stuff.
Right.
Good points you made.
Great talking to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. Take care. 610-632-0975 is the number to get in. He makes great points. Absolutely great points. And I think for the person... Antonio Brown, you see the way he's reacting to the release. You see the way he's celebrating that. And now he's just excited, jumping up and down, running all around, happy. Like, my man hasn't learned anything yet. He just got rewarded. He's going to the Patriots. So, you know, we talk about the football player, the guy on the field, what can he produce? I think at some point somebody's got to sit down and have a heart-to-heart and try and speak some truth into this man's life. And that's not gonna happen here. Could it happen in New England? It could have happened here. But I don't think it was a missed opportunity for this Eagles team. They don't need him. They didn't need him. They didn't go after him. And there you go. He's going to the New England Patriots. How you feel about this game tomorrow? 610-632-0975. This is your last chance to get in with me because I'll be on way after the game. Going to cover the game, then come in here and talk about it. So last chance to get in with me on the game. And what are your win total predictions for the Eagles and Super Bowl predictions? Will, hang on. I'll get to you next. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
96. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison-Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shand.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
What's up, guys? It's the Guru here from NJ Betting Guru News. .com, bringing you the top sports betting plays daily, guys. That's right, NJBettingGuruNew.com, N-E-W New. We're bringing you monster parlays every week. We're smashing these bookies, guys. Follow us on Instagram at NJBettingGuruNew. Get those signups in now, and let's get this money together with the guru. Let's get it.
Is it time for maintenance on your vehicle? Stop into your locally owned Meineke today for an oil change and get a free tire rotation. Right now, synthetic oil change is just $49.95. Up to 5-quart standard filter plus disposal fees. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
Wake up with Alexa at 97.5, The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5, The Fanatic.
645 on 97.5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. My buddy John just texted me and said Antonio Brown went with hashtag God's Plan on his Instagram account. So I checked it out, and Antonio posted a picture of himself in a Patriots uniform, smiling, and he's got a, and he did it at tag Tom Brady in it. Hashtag God's Plan. Hashtag rewrite story. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a fun football. I wish he could suit up. Not that he knows the offense or anything. I wish he could suit up and play against the Steelers, but he won't be able to. I'm guessing he'll be on the sidelines, though. He's got to be on the sideline talking trash against the Steelers. Will's in Uptown. He's on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you, buddy?
Good. I don't want to take up too much time. Two things. One is I wish the best for AB if he has a better situation for him, you know, for the Raiders. If it's better for both, then, you know, I wish the best for both. I see too many negativity into the response of what happens next for this man. Okay, he made a mistake, man, whatever he did, but it's like people just want to drag you through the fire, and that's the problem I have. But one, devil's advocate real quick. AB, we don't know, coming from the management side, you know, the team side, we don't know what kind of disrespect was played towards him and caused his reaction. Not saying it was, but we always tend to just blame the player. And I feel like sometimes teams get a benefit of the doubt and allow to cast the player off as crazy or erratic for his behavior. And we all don't know. So I just hate that fans always quick to blame the player. That was just one. And
well, let me address that real quick. Hang on, let me, because I agree with that. I think there's always two sides to a story, and I don't think anytime something like this happens, a big blowout, something falls apart, both sides are to blame. As far as the behavior, like, we see what he's posting, and what he's posting is kind of erratic type stuff behavior. However, I don't know what's going through the man's mind. To me, my evaluation is just a guy who doesn't have any peace, because he's still looking like he's trying to prove himself, Will. And if you're Antonio Brown on top of the world, you shouldn't have to prove yourself to anybody.
Well, I disagree. And the ego thing, all men, we have egos. I mean, I hate when other men try to attack another man for having egos. We all have egos. Most men are where they at or not where they at because of their ego. Let's just be honest. I mean, you know, most guys are not going to bite the bullet, you know, to get that position if they have a boss who maybe feels incompetent and treats them like trash. I mean, so this whole ego attacking these players, $1 million, and always using the money for his ego. The man has some sort of humility in order to get to a professional level. I mean, I play football, but most people haven't played sports. I don't think if they know, you have to make it to a professional level, you have to have humility in order to climb up those ranks. So, I mean, the guy has an ego. We all do.
Everybody in the profession, like that, to some degree, has an ego, and it depends on how they check that ego. Some guys are better. Some guys are better at it than others at checking.
Exactly.
It's about checking your ego.
There's a necessary ego there. Come on, we all play sports. You have to have some sort of ego.
You got to think. You got to think you're better than the other man across the way from you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I hate when they attack players for having egos. Come on, man. These guys are, you know, top players. They should have an ego, but yes,
it's when the ego becomes more about me than about team is where I think it's fair to criticize.
That,
But I don't think anyone should be critical of a professional athlete having that confidence in himself that he's better than the other guy going across. No, no doubt. But if it comes across like you're being selfish and you're hurting your team, that's fair. That's fair criticism.
Yes, it is. But I was saying is that sometimes teams think, all right, they're using money as an ego. Well, what about these team owners? They billionaires. What kind of egos do you think they have?
Crazy,
you know,
crazy. So they think they can buy and sell anything. For the most part.
And
yeah.
So
I don't think Jeffrey Lurie's a guy with an ego like that. But then you look at a guy like Jerry Jones, and now you got two completely different opposite human beings.
Exactly. So it might not his erratic behavior might have been directed to the owners. Could have been directed to the owner and not Jerry Jones. But sometimes when those players probably been put in a position, and I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying it's true or not.
Right.
But you know, sometimes those other teams can push a player. They have the power too. I mean, these guys got millions, but these teams have the power to crush a guy.
No doubt.
You know? And I think they got to him. You know what I mean? I think he was weak. His ego got involved, but I'm just saying sometimes it could be justified depending on the situation.
It all depends. I appreciate the call, man. Good conversation, yep. Will, as always. Thank you. I never want to. Here's what we do in the media. We always pick and choose sides. I like to look at it and evaluate the whole situation. I think there's blame on both sides. It's unfortunate something like this happens. I just hope that Antonio Brown is going to be at ease and at peace wherever he is. He's in New England now. He's going to play there. I hope he has some real heart-to-heart conversations with people, and they impress upon him the importance of being a team guy when you're in an environment in a team sport like that. And he's going to the ultimate. He's going to the pinnacle of professional sports teams in the New England Patriots with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Emmanuel is in Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Emmanuel?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm awesome, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, just to get a little talk about AB situation, man. I feel like it's starting to be mind-bothering, right? Because I'm speaking from my perspective. I feel like he's not really doing nothing that bad compared to the other situation that other football players got going on. For example, you got football players out here getting into brawls, right, hitting on females, getting into fight, calling people racial names and stuff, right? And we, as a society nowadays, tend not to talk about that. But when people do small stuff like what AB doing, like posting stuff on media, I don't understand. How is that so bad that everybody is taking that to run away with it, right? So the last one that happened, McDonald Company.
My man, is he still there? Emmanuel, hang on. See if you can come back. He was making a good point. And I agree. There are certainly far, far more egregious acts that have been committed by other people out there. No doubt. Other players who get away with a whole lot more, who get away with heinous stuff. In no way is Antonio Brown's what is self-destructive behavior, and only self-destructive in that if you consider allowing $29 million to go down the toilet self-destructive, because he quickly got another contract with the Patriots. So I will only say that's self-destructive in that aspect of it. But when you compare what he's done as to other far more egregious crimes, no doubt, it doesn't even compare. And I think we got to look at it from all sides. We do. We have to inspect it from all sides. And it's easy for us to come down on one person. And we do this all the time in the media and as fans without knowing the whole story. We come down without knowing the whole story. What I saw out of Antonio Brown, and I'll say it one last time before I get off here, I don't know about the brain injuries and the CTE, those words. Those kind of commentary that people would like to sit in this chair and on social media and other media professionals and fans and like to use, I think, is irresponsible. We just don't know. I don't know. I can't. That's some serious stuff, and I don't know. So I don't want to characterize him as that way. I just see a guy who's not at peace. And I hope that he finds his peace, and I hope he finds people who speak truth into his life and say to him, hey, man, this isn't the way that you should go about it. JP and Emmanuel, hang on. Tyler Zuli's going to come up, and he will take your calls because he's going to talk a little bit about Antonio Brown. 610-632-0975 is the number to join Tyler Zuli. He's coming up next. I want to thank everyone who contributed to this show, calling in, tweeting at me, everything. Josh Rabick, another fantastic job, as always.
You got it, dude.
I will be back tomorrow after the game. I'll be here coming in after the post-game show, 7 to 11 with Joe Stazak. So we will break down the game, and I'll give you my perspective being in the locker room and covering the game. Until then, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to the Rob Motti Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.